It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 12th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is surfeit, spelled S-U-R-F-E-I-T. Surfeit is a noun. It's a formal word that refers to an amount or supply that is too much or more than you need. It is synonymous with the word excess. Here's the word used in a sentence from the LA Times. Pet owners can have a tougher time finding apartments because of the surfeit of landlords who don't allow dogs, cats, or other animals in their buildings. There is an abundance, you could almost say a surfeit, of English words that come from the Latin verb facere, meaning to do. The connection to facere is fairly obvious for words spelled with F-I-C, F-A-C, or F-E-C, such as sacrifice, fact, and infect. For words like stupefy, a modification of the Latin word stupefacere, and hacienda, originally in Old Spanish and Latin, facienda, the facere relation is not so apparent. As for surfeit, a C was dropped along the path that led from Latin through Anglo-French, where facere became faire, meaning to do, and sur was added to make surfaire, meaning to overdo. It's the Anglo-French noun surfeit, surfeit, meaning excess, however, that Middle English borrowed, eventually settling on the spelling in English, S-U-R-F-E-I-T. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.